Okay, so to start off, let me thank you for having this event. It's a great evening. It's very good. Great pleasure to be here. So I'm going to talk about the street fusion movement and writing methods, and my talk will be roughly divided into three parts. First part will be motivational, and I'm going to kind of explain why. How does this question arise? Second part is going to be, I'm going to talk about what people have already done. And we, I will talk about work by Thomas Thiemann, and third part is well, some directions for future work, some questions that I'm interested in and that I want to look at more. So, four. I will start. Thank you about the technical stuff. Let me make remarks. The first one is I'm going to use the word string theory a lot in this talk, and it was already in the title. What I mean, so these days, string theory is really big field, and it's very complicated things that like super symmetric strings. Interact on a even sometimes curved background, but what I think here with string theory is really going back to the basics and considering the theory of three closed bosonic strings in d-dimensional sets in possibly parts. And I want to make more also, as I said before, it's going to be mostly over series. So I'm only still doing new 10 years. So let me be a little bit more precise and tell you what so already heard about quantum gravity. I haven't said a lot about string theory, so let me say what is the game that's played. So as it was first formulated, in terms of the non-local action, string theory is a theory of fields that actually are embeddings of a cylinder, also being made in some d-dimensional Minkowski particles. And the action is just the area of the embedded world, and so as it is to the extremal, the area. Here I will use all points GAE, which is just a used metric used from the Minkowski metric here in the current space by the embedding of any space. Now, if you want to treat this system canonically, you can choose the configuration variable and the metric to choose the embedding variable itself. You certainly also have to choose a space-like Cauchy surface here on your cylinder sigma, and when you do that, you consider a very variable of this Cauchy surface, a configuration variable, you can compute what the lambda are. And now, as you see from the action, this theory is going to be back on the dependent, so there's no metric here on the cylinder for embedding, and therefore choosing the spatial hypersurfaces and breaks this in this arbitrary in the GR. What we find is that our basic variables are actually three, but there are constraints on the EG and H here, heavily with the R, because if you look at what the G generates, you find that it's just three parameterizations of your spatial, of your Cauchy surface, and when you look at what H does, it's a little more complicated. It's on shell, it's deformations of this Cauchy surface in the time dimension. And you can conclude the Dirac of its constraints, and you find very similar pictures with the ARs, giving more certain constraints, giving more constraints. Or you can work with the constraint controlling constraint is a controlling constraint, and that the controlling constraint is another one is the emergent constraint. However, this algebra here is much more simple than the emergent because it's honest. The algebra is a structure, constants, not structure, not constraint. It looks very similar, and it's actually similar and simple. For future reference, and we also use some other variables that one might want to consider called y plus minus, and there's just this linear combination of momentum and spatial derivative. So I should say that with primes, I will always have derivatives between the spatial direction and dots. I will not derivative between line direction. So linear combination, momentum, spatial derivative, duration. And in terms of these variables, certainly also express constraints. Weight, that's something that's very convenient, from an L plus minus. They're just the square of these other variables. And again, here there's a little bit of notation. When I write square, what I really mean is the inner product with respect to the mean cross the So again, one can look at the Poisson structure between these Poisson variables with respect to the times the plus minus two Poisson communities. And if they have the same index, then what I get looks very much like a can work with the key. You can infer. So if you look at these variables on shell, and you find that actually you can choose a parameters that they just depend on one parameter and they're periodic that parameter. So actually, what these shells generate are just diffeomorphisms in terms of this parameter, and since the functions are periodic, these are just diffeomorphisms on the surface. But certainly, it's a different circle than the Cauchy surface. So, to be complete, I have to tell you that there's a equivalent formulation. In terms of the Fourier action, and a priori it's pretty different because now you simply use another degree of freedom, some fiducial metric on the cylinder H, and the advantage of this action is what you have integrals, that is actually polynomial in the embedding variables, and you can play the same game here, again choose the axis. Weighted variables, you get your momentum. And now the constraints come differently. They come from that actually there is no quantitative momentum to the metric. So the constraints are very heavy constraints. And well, what they are is so if you vary the edge with respect to the metric, you get the energy momentum vector essentially. And I have forgotten if I go to zero here, but that's constraints again. Now, at this point, still the theories are quite different, but actually, when you count the degrees of freedom, at least globally, you can see that they are not so different after all. Because this invariant of the morphisms cylinder. So I can take the portions, two dimensions, I can always bring the metric that is locally conformal to the impossible metric. Now this is two-dimensional impossible metric. Furthermore, if you look at this, in this action also has a cylinder under y scaling of the metric on the cylinder, and these give me sort of 3-H direction with which I can transform away all the degrees of freedom that I have on each here. And to substantiate this a little bit, let me show you that with the energy momentum tensor, and I go into the stage, then it looks very much time something moves to the board. Here I can find the old controlling constraint and the morphism constraint. Furthermore, if I then transform to some sort of light cone coordinates, then I find these L constraints here. So the only thing is that this certainly works globally, but one has to be careful if it works globally, but I think for the cylinder, often can prove that this is possible. So these two combinations look quite different, but it's really they're the same. Now, let me start comparing this classical level. Well, first of all, we see quite some similarities in the between string theories and the knowledge of gravity. Maybe they're both background independent theories. They have similar constraint algebras in the sense that I told you about. And there's one further point that is sometimes made, like if one wants to stretch things a little bit, one can in principle interpret what Polyakov action is coming from two dimensional gravity, where actually the Einstein-Hilbert term is purely topological, so it doesn't show up, it's going to be restricted from one topology, and on a bunch of scales. So one could even make the point that there is some physical connection, just can say that there are different sorts of origins. But certainly there are large differences. So string theory, from the way you would hear it's a two-dimensional string theory, gravity, it's a four-dimensional, but as we can see, there's like, dramatic differences between the two. Also, this physical interpretation here is kind of artificial because the usual physical interpretation string theory is really string moving on that space-time, and that space-time is where we live and where gravity acts. So a priori, so gravity can be pictured, and also for example, the Planck plane that tells you that there's some form of gravity involved. So one last word, you at this very basic level, I guess we see that there are mathematical similarities. Probably the differences are more on the physical side, and what makes the thing very interesting, I think, from the viewpoint of gravity is that the string simpler could be used as my model. So now that explains, at least that's part of the motivation why one could compare computation that is employed in quantum gravity and that's employed in string theory. And to do that, let me tell you in a nutshell what we can find in string theory. Now, I cannot tell you about all the different ways which the string is involved, because there are quite a number. So one is called a multi-monical approach, and there is a light-cone computation, is actually also very interesting because it's a string between H and G, and so obtain a theory that is subject to the degrees of freedom. Not just that, you can compare the problem. So these computations are all very different, but they have one thing in common, they always obstructions to the computation of the string for arbitrary various things. And they also have other things in common. Let me just get an example, and because it's the nicest, it's the nicest comparison, probably, let me show you very briefly what the whole canonical computation is about. So the first step is patience. Let's say, so we start from the Fourier. And the H-sheets go to a conformal impossible measure. Now, using this impossible measure, make a mode of the position, adding variables. suggest constantly everywhere spiritually you know the process. Okay, and you compose it in ways on the circle, and here the states are what you will continue to do with this first one. There will be one by creation operators. Here, location is a little bit different in that actually the A's with negative N correspond to the creation operators, that K with the positive and the negation operators. And also, I get two sets of these numbers, and that's because of like a special thing in two dimensions where each solution of the wave equation and decompose it to the right hand being part of the left losing part and they have different ammunition operator. I should have said that in this age certainly the equation motion for x becomes that of just under scale that's moving in that space. Thing and that makes this decomposition useful. So what one does with this is one does quantization and everything is similar except for that one has this additional Minkowski index and to make it consistent one has to put in the commutator one has to put this Minkowski index here but if one thinks about it and one quickly realizes that with this definition for the vacuum this is a space that is not a Hilbert space, but a space with an infinite Markov. So now one has so the kinematical quantization, and what one is doing is comparing constraints. And what one does is one actually works in terms of spells that I've shown you before. To compose them in the Fourier mode again, and one quantizes them and one sees them. For almost all of them, there's no ambiguity in quantization except for the L0, where I have a normal ordering ambiguity, and then it's introduced to the theory of moving parameter that is unspecified. Now, one asks for positional states, and they should be indicated by the constraints. I mean, but by the way, it's kind of called Vieira's over constraint. And one asks that only the ones with positive N eliminate the positional states, and that's because more is even possible. Because one finds that the constraint, the algebra of the complex constraints that one gets, is not exactly the one that one would expect passively, but it makes a central extension. And so asking for more would simply be a trivial theory. Now, the last part, and that's quite hard, to do that is to show that when one restricts the physical states and asks if they still contain ghosts, they still can have negative norm. From times that one can get necessary and sufficient criteria for physical states that have positive norm, and these equal restriction on the space time dimension and this quantization parameter. And so this is one quantization, other quantization, there's some light point quantization. One just deals with physical parameters, so one doesn't have to worry about constraints, but there one breaks Lorentz invariance, Poincaré invariance, and then restrictions to the Minkowski space dimensionality coming because the bottom theory has also broken Lorentz invariance except for any six dimensions. So let me compare the two theories to the level of quantization. Now we have seen that they are quite different. So supernatural gravity, we start with the representation that already kind of is part of the satisfied so that So the data can say that the star is already stationary in the market of the variant. What one does is one really worries about the groups that are generated by the constraints, so or the movements and their relations to the finite ones, the Tesla ones, and the kinematic spaces, the Hilbert spaces. Whereas it seems to be people who try different things. They say, well, I don't care about my kinematic and Hilbert space, but any of the constraints is satisfied. So I am in the computation of rate all the symmetries. Many of these images that I have. Furthermore, they operate with the generators of the agents when they use the case of the common credit. Because the ground state is invariant in the model, not only behind the generator, they operate with the generators. Because they have all these generators there, and look for a moment. Finally, the kinematic space has been at least in the organoid approach that is certainly different Now let me tell you a little bit about what people have done to see whether it possible has changed. Group quantum gravity methods, and I think the first to realize that there was actually interesting questions to be asked was Arkham. And, the paper is given here. And this idea was let's do a very, very analogous, what we do group quantum gravity, quantized, not the configuration variable itself, but it's exponential, evaluated at a point, and quantized at a momentum. Not exponentiated, it's near against the test function. And then, so these, we use an algebra, a commutator algebra for these things, and we also use a state, so that gets a representation of these things as a representation of the Poisson relations, the commutator relations, and the states can choose extremely analogously to proof on gravity, where you it gives on these configuration variables, it gives zero always except for one in here, that's a zero expectation that is remember is zero. Now, you can easily see that this state is stationary in your morphine as the Ashley and Western state is in gravity. So, group averaging gives a little bit space of states that solve the morphine constraint in the way from gravity has. Now, again, very analogously to the quantum the quantization of the quantum constraint is hard, and one must use like tricks or some method similar to what Eman has proposed for the quantum gravity. And then it's just hard to get solid results of how the space solutions looks like. So it's definitely a proposal, but it's not finished. And we really have to work hard and see what the space of solutions is. Now, Thomas Eman picked up his line of work and he proposed a different computation. And so he was a little bit worse away from the literally from gravity. He wants to quantize the exponentials of these y functionals. So take the y as a blinded momentum and configuration spatial derivative. Here is this function, and we quantize the exponential of this. And what you get is quantum algebra. So the y plus part, we use the y minus part, and the y plus part itself seats are algebra, and you can find a representation and keep from both this following thing, maybe this expectation value of this operator is zero if the scaling function is zero everywhere, and if this is zero, if the scaling function is one, it's not zero. Sorry, but this zero as soon as scaling function is one. So this state is invariant under the gauge transformations generated by this L operator selection, because they what they do on the Y is just apply by generating the orbit of the Y's with respect to the under the sigma. And so if you apply, so what they do to these variables is they inherently pull back the smearing function f with a different orbit, and certainly you cannot get a function zero that is non-zero by applying a different morphism. So this state is invariant under all the gauge transformation. You can do group averaging just as a loop from gravity in Hilbert space of physical space. Now, this is just what Thomas did before, in this paper, he does more. I encourage you to look at the short sort of more tell you on that, but it's still what I've told you so far is very hard as a new computation of the string. It obviously doesn't depend on the dimension of the target space of any dimension. Now, let me make some remarks and let me start by saying where we are. So we have seen that one can actually try to approach the string from the techniques that we are using in movement. But there's certainly much more to say about this, because still, Thomas' conversation looks very, very, very different from what string theory is fine. Now, they certainly argue that whether they want something different and we want to move on to variety, and so from the care from the present, there's some big, interesting question from somehow bringing these two combinations together. And, what I did to do that would be to start a little smaller, start from proper representation that uses a string view, and try to implement it in more than one step. Get something which is even more different, which is closer to what we use, which is gravity. And so the first observation is that if you write the three modes of the normal constraint in terms of the three modes of the historical constraint, you see that because there's this minus sign happening, that normally tensors are all linear morphisms, are three just linear morphisms in the circle, so that's good because the construction is there. But there are other things that are hard to deal with, maybe I'm not finished with the analysis of this. It looks hard, but I'm not sure it's possible. Another idea would be to start with different states that can compose algebras in American and Thomas. And the one thing I find surprising is that somehow the Minkowski metric of target space never enters in the states that they choose. And one wild guess is Hartmann's quantization of the target state that somehow takes this K and takes the Minkowski inner product. This will not, this is not positive. Definitely, but maybe we can still work with it. Might be closer to the next one. One other point that I want to stress here in general, than everyone also compared to population of the same systems. And I hope here one way to do that is to find out that I'm observables in the system, because as long as I don't know what observables are, I have no question to ask for either of them. Theory. So the answers are here. So there are a couple of proposals for such things in the literature. They have some intriguing some intriguing features that might be able to find out some closer. Last of these, there seems to be some relation between using non-regular states and not having to deal with inter-linear products. There's a paper that's very, very interesting on the why using non-regular gates quantifies something like the electrokinetic is really important to and quantize it without encountering inter-linear products. That's certainly interesting to understand better what the relation here is. But, well, another question would be, could the standard quantization for the string have any lessons for gravity to answer that from the disentangle that two-dimensional features of the string from the general ones, and one question would be that in the four-dimensional case, would it be mathematically possible to for the four-dimensional more than three-dimensional question of thinker themselves on that. So if you look at them. And certainly there is a third large point that I haven't been talking about in which we don't have any good idea about this, but ultimately you want to see things like this. Who is there a connection on the level of physics? So what can you do there? One idea would be to have the strings propagate and quantize by complementary, but probably it's much smarter to get it all, and then certainly it's not the aim of them. So, thank you very much.
So the computation of the enormous scheme, there's no difficulty in the
So this is the piece of it. This is the piece of
it. Yes, here. So what happens if you start scattering the strings, you make scattering theories.
Because the usual speed, even you use the density method, and also use quite a lot of scale, you get the dimension and then the perception. Or you look at the state, and look for instance the masses, that's the vector state, and found that it is a few, and it is probably it should be 26 or so. And that can be, you can not do the same thing.
I don't think so. I mean, that's the mystery. That's somehow you can. I think that the string here is the point. You can say it's something like 26%. You can say use different methods, not totally different from each other, but different in the way it's there is something. You can do something very different, and that's a very important thing.
Would it be possible to just quantize a point particle in methods?
I guess that's possible. I think I've done that in place the screen. So you can quantize a point particle in the methods, and I
thinking that applying compensation in the sense that all the sort of throwables and operators and space certainly looks different than in normal because the spheres mass shell and the sphere the bag measure and all that stuff. So the delivery is a big difference.
The problem is
I don't know part of how to formulate this question because I don't know how to
we're going to speak about change population.